The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
John Duggan joins us now with the sports news. Good evening to you, JD. Michael Carrick looks set to be given the Man U job on a permanent basis.
Ciara and Shane, good evening. Yes, multiple outlets reporting that the former midfielder of the club is set to be recommended by club executives to the minority shareholder Jim Ratcliffe to get the gig. On a full-time basis, took over interim basis back in January when Ruben Amorim was sacked. He's won 10 out of 15 games. He's got Manchester United into the Champions League next season. Much simpler structure, playing well. They've beaten Arsenal, Manchester City, Liverpool, Chelsea this year under Carrick. So I think that one of the things was that he'd be compared to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and maybe unfavourably, because Solskjaer had such a sugar high at the start and did well and then it faded a bit. But I think that they're going to maybe separate the narrative there and give Carrick the gig. And I think he deserves it, to be honest.
Good stuff.
Okay. Man City and Celtic.
Yes.
Both in action time, both key games.
And you'll be watching Manchester City, I'm sure.
Do you know what? I'm taking a Man City will win tonight.
Yes, they will. I think they'll be Crystal Palace.
They've trickier games ahead. I think the Bournemouth game away is going to be tricky. And Aston Villa at home, you never know. But I think Palace have their eyes elsewhere.
Yes, possibly on that Conference League final, obviously. So 8 o'clock start in the Premier League at the Etihad. Yeah, I think City will win. But Arsenal will beat Burnley, so... Arsenal got a Palace in the final day, and you could think he got one hand of the trophy, Shane, to be honest, as an Arsenal fan.
John, not until both hands, not until I see it being raised above the head of Odegaard, whoever is captain, will I relax.
Celtic 1 point behind Hearts, and that's a great battle. And Hearts are at home to Falkirk this evening.
Celtic Hearts will win that. Celtic have a tricky game in Motherwell, don't
and then
they?
They obviously got the game then this between them, each other on Saturday, so... brilliant stuff.
I see Celtic are now favourites with the bookies.
1960 Hearts, the last time they won the Scottish League.
Yeah, and Rangers out of contention.
Yeah.
Ciara, your favourite story?
This is my favourite story, not just of sport, but of the week. What is the latest, JD, from the Southampton Spygate controversy?
Well, the Daily Mail have published a photo of Southampton's analyst who is behind a tree with a phone in his hand before one of Middlesbrough's training sessions in advance of the first leg of their championship playoff semi-final. That was a goalless draw, and then Southampton won in extra time last night. So Southampton are scheduled to play Hull on Saturday week for the chance to get into the Premier League. But they've been charged now by the English Football League with the breach of regulations. What's going to happen? I know Leeds were fined a few years ago, and are Southampton going to face maybe further punishment?
Well, the difference between the Leeds one is there are now specific regulations in place, and the view is people know those regulations are in place. So there is talk that they could have to forfeit the game that they won against Middlesbrough.
Look, it's serious, but it's also a little bit humorous.
Oh, come on, it totally is. The photo of him behind the tree.
It's
hiding.
Hilarious.
Is it the Beastie Boys with that kind of thing on the memes or the GIFs? Mm.
But you got to fight for your right for the Premiership. But they could conceivably
It's fascinating to see what's going to happen now. It's fascinating to see what's going to happen. Because I don't know what they were... I mean, look, these things happen in sport, but it's a bit silly for them to do it.
Really, what were they kind of thinking?
I mean, and your man got caught... It was one of the press guys with the Middlesbrough who spotted him and made him delete all of it. I mean, it's comical. Like, it really is.
Yeah, so you think of sporting controversies.
It's delicious.
It's not Thierry Henry level, but it's definitely spicy enough.
Blow for Ulster ahead of their European Challenge Cup final on Friday week.
Stuart McCluskey, the Irish centre, sustaining a hamstring injury, set to miss the match with Montpellier in Bilbao.
Big loss for him, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and also for him because he's had such a good year.
Yeah.
And Jacob Stockdale also dealt with a facial fracture. By the way, Munster have signed Jack Ainger, the prop from Connacht, on a 2-year deal.
Excellent stuff. JD, the women's Six Nation fixtures are out for next season.
Well, we have Scotland, remember, this Saturday, the final game this year, and we start our campaign away to Scotland next year, April the 10th next year, before the first home game against France a week later. All the matches next year on Saturdays, a break week before a trip to Wales, England at home on May the 8th, Italy, the final game in Italy on May 15th next year.
And just before you go, JD, the Ireland Under-20s Football Championship, the All-Ireland Under-20s Football Championship, I should say, has reached the semi-final stage.
It has, yeah, and Tyrone, the defending champions, facing Kildare at Breffni Park this evening. Kerry against Roscommon at Semple Stadium, both matches beginning at 7:30. I love the Munster Under-20 Hurling Championship, it's so competitive as well, and the final of that is on this evening as well at the Gaelic Ground, 7:35, Tipperary against Clare.
Okay. Some few days for Roscommon, isn't it?
Ah, yeah. I mean, the way they finished that match the other night against Mayo, I know it was the afternoon, but it felt like the night. It was just, they've got good forwards, and it's now a game of forwards, Gaelic football. It's a completely different game.
With the new rules.
It's a completely different game. And it's like, Armagh, the other week, put 3-33 on their opponents. And I still don't think coaches have got their heads around the tactics of this, the defensive. And I think to be a defender at the moment is hard in Gaelic football. And if you've got Roscommon's forward line, that gives you a chance. Definitely could be more surprises in this championship. We have got the Leinster and Ulster finals, obviously, on Sunday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. JD, thanks.
All right, guys.
Thanks, chat to you.
Take care.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.